Great, so I'm dead now. Fine, I'm sick of this stupid game anyway.
Dude, what the hell's wrong with you?
You are about to listen to...
I don't know. It's like my brain just keeps jacking up.
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Spray that off on my arm, dude.
Shut up. Alright, this is Gamer Episode 17, I'm C4.
Woof.
And boy, did we open a can of worms last week. Holy crap, I got a ton of email about Metal Gear Solid. I'm sitting here, seriously, on like a pile of emails from people. I probably got 5 or 6 different ones, which is really cool because I wanted to know what's up. They're awfully long though, so I guess I better get started, huh, if we're going to squeeze this into the hour or so. We gotta hurry too, because I want to listen to Radio Free America when it's on a little bit here.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna read them off in order that I received them too. The first email that we got was from Spetsnaz C4, and it was poking fun at me for not having any clue about Metal Gear Solid, which I deserve way worse. You know, he said, Metal Gear Solid, what's that? And he starts out with my 3 favorite words. Holy fucking shit. I love it. Anyway, he says, I cannot believe that until just recently you thought that the entirety of Metal Gear Solid was only the VR missions. But I did think it was funny as hell that you picked up the MGS2 box only to see another pick of the VR missions. And that was what my whole problem was I kept running into those VR missions and I didn't know what it was.
You use them a lot, though, you know, in the games. You know, lots of the darts, about steals, you have to use a VR, man.
Yeah, I guess. I still don't know anything about it. I didn't play it that long when I had MGS1. About when I was out in Connecticut, it was in Super Joe's place. But let me continue, dude. He loves it. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid is in my top 5, if not number 1 games ever played. I've played it at least 25 times. I'm assuming that you are playing through your PS2 with the graphics boost. I haven't done that yet, but I might just have to now. Now, see, I failed to mention that I didn't bring Metal Gear Solid back with me. I left Grandstream Saga, Crash Team Racing, and Metal Gear Solid there so that they could play. I mean, the only one I brought home with me was Street Fighter 2 Alpha 3 because I love it, and I love Metal Gear Solid, but I thought, oh, I'll just buy one when I'm out there. You know, I'll find one that's new and a little bit better shape.
Oh, yeah.
Because the one I got out there was used and it was a little scratchy and stuff. But one cool thing about your ignorance is hearing your excitement after finally playing it. It made my cynical heart thaw temporarily. That's good. See, we do some good around here. I think that you hit the nail on the head when you said it was like watching a movie, only done right, unlike Final Fantasy X. I can't even pronounce this. I know the guy's name, too. Hideo Kojima. The director, creator of Metal Gear, and I think he actually wrote the story and script for MGS, actually started out trying to be a movie director. That's something I didn't know. That would certainly explain why it came out like it did.
That would be great. Yeah. Got real good stories, you know.
It was great, man. I was sucked into it. I could not believe that I'd blown off one of the fattest games, you know, and then I just...
All those years?
For so long. And that's why I definitely had to talk about it on here, because I knew that it was... There was something to it that I didn't know, you know, once I sat down and played it. And it gets better. I mean, these emails, people, are amazing. There's tons of good stuff in here. Because this is top 8 MGS memories, dude. Doing the box trick to get the wolves to leave you alone, not just hiding in the box. See, I don't know what any of this stuff is, though. The Jeep battle with Liquid, the badass movie meeting up to Ninja, Otacon having an accident while hiding in a locker, shooting a guard when he's taking a piss at the urinal, the game reading past Konami games from memory card and having references in the game made about them, Sniper Wolf's ending, and every single boss. And, you know, the one boss I remember fighting, too, some dude with a pistol. You know, you probably remember, too, but he would run around, and there was this guy tied up, and he had C4 all over him or something, and, oh, man, it was so much fun to fight that guy, trying to run and angle your shots and bounce around.
That's my first few levels, isn't it?
That's like the first real boss you get to, I guess. I remember seeing that guy. MGS is hands down a perfect 10 in my book. I practically screamed in joy when I read MGS 2 was coming out. Like how I purchased a GameCube just for Wind Waker, I had gotten a PS2 for only one reason, MGS 2. I spent $50 to get Zone of Enders just to get the MGS2 demo. Zone of Enders was okay, but I beat it in like an hour, first time through. I can't even guess how many hours I spent with the demo, just playing through or exploring and using different tactics. The demo was absolutely everything I could have wanted. Incredible graphics, physics, AI, innovations, etc. Fast forward to the painful months until it was actually released. couldn't believe how MGS2, or how great, oh, wait a minute, he's missing a word here. I couldn't believe how great MGS2, period. It only got better and better. Must have been it was, I guess. I couldn't put it down. How could they keep this pace up? How could a game be made that was nothing I dislike be made? That was nothing, that has nothing I dislike be made. Jesus. Maybe you should read the emails today. I'm having a hard time. You're all screwed up.
That's right. I can't see anything.
Wolf just got, he just got back from the eye doctor and they put them drops in his eye and he can't read anything.
That's why I have you for.
That's right. Gotta keep me around for something, huh?
That's right.
Unfortunately, I guess they couldn't. Midway through the game, it took a turn for the worse. The pile of shit only got bigger and smellier. Now, this was kind of a shock to me, because I thought this game was, you know, again, the next best thing to Jesus Christ himself. And this was the second coming here, right?
Oh, yeah.
First degree of corruptitude was Raiden. Few characters have left me asking why. Maybe I have gotten some huge part of the story. Maybe I've forgotten some huge part of the story, but as far as I remember, he is completely useless, and they should have just stayed with Solid Snake as the character you play as. Plain and simple, Raiden sucks donkey dick. Okay, a shittier character you might have to play as 30% of the time. Not too bad. Enter the stupid-ass lame bosses. What the hell happened to the fantastic creativity of the first NGS's bosses? The death blow came towards the end, the conspiracy. Conspiracy plots are almost as bad as the cop-out as the it-was-all-a-dream twist. You know, like when you're watching something, oh, yeah, and all of a sudden at the end of it, they blow with that, yeah. It absolutely ruined it for me. That and the video towards the end. The video. The video that was, had been scripted by some Abercrombie and Fitch. I don't know the name of the company, so Fitch Intellectual. I haven't played the game since. Wow.
Oh.
A cool thing Konami did do was have a site where if you registered early enough, your name would be on one of the dog tags worn by the enemy soldiers in the game. Each soldier has his own tag. Very cool idea. I was too late, unfortunately. That is cool, man. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Cool things like that. I mean, as it was, the first one blew me away. But just the reading the name off the back of the frequency in the radio. And wait, somebody's email in here. I can't remember who's now, but we'll get to it. Talked about a lot of really cool stuff that would just, it would have floored me had I not known to come across it. Oh, I'm sure there's still even more crazy shit like that in there. As far as recommending if, oh wait. I skipped the paragraph here. I do have one correction to something you mentioned, though. I think you mentioned that MGS2 is MGS played through the other characters. I'm not sure where you heard that one. MGS2 is an absolute sequel, no repeated locales other than the contacts at the military. I think there might be a couple reoccurring characters, but they're still non-playable. Now, see, I got that from Super Joe, who said that to me, and maybe I didn't understand him, but I could have sworn he said that, like, MGS2, you see from, like, the other guy's eye, like, the other people that you see in
different
the first
angle,
yeah,
view of
him. Yeah, like, and it was the same thing as what I swore to God I thought I heard him tell me. Maybe he either didn't know and just told me that, or maybe I heard him wrong, which is probably actually what happened. I don't know, it still sounds cool. But, as far as recommending, this is what I asked for, this is what caused this flood of mail here, is I wanted to know, you know, what, which one to get, you know, because there's the Sons of Liberty for
right.
PS2, which is only $20, and there's Substance, which is $40 for the PS2, but only $20 for the Xbox, so I didn't know what to do. Oh, and I looked up MGS1, I went everywhere. I went to two Walmarts, two electronics boutiques, a Best Buy, and a CompUSA looking for Metal Gear Solid. They don't have it. It's gone. I hit up eBay, a brand new one. When I checked it, it was $71.
Jesus, I threw my away.
What the hell did you throw that away
No,
for?
It's like for a... I rented right from a, like some video store.
Oh.
I made a copy.
Uh-huh.
Then I used all my copy. Remember, I modified my PS1 before.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Then you know, then one day
I
found
it. This is your house, I thought.
That's my cousin. I bet she
oh.
got it. You know, I'm gonna call him
well,
up. Well,
in any case, I did find one that was supposedly in good enough condition, and I only paid $12 for it. So hopefully, it should be here pretty soon. But I still haven't bought MGS2 yet. I'm still anxiously awaiting to find out which one's the one to get. So. And thank God I got tons of email here on this. As far as recommending if you should get the PS2 Xbox version goes, I would say PS2. I think you mentioned that you can get it for $30 cheaper. That money would be better spent elsewhere. And he's totally right. I mean, if it's just the VR missions and that stupid skateboard thing, who cares?
No,
you know? Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much else they added those, at least as far as right now. Now I haven't even played Substance yet, but from what... but from what I've read, it's the same differences. The differences of VR missions. They're fun the first time through. And I think another addition is the option to play the game in a ninja suit. That's kind of cool, but that wouldn't really do anything for me, though. I'm praying that Konami learned its lesson, and so far what I've seen in MGS3, it appears they have. 12 minutes of snake eater goodness. I got goosebumps when Snake jumped off the waterfall with the dogs chasing him. That beehive part is pretty bitchin' too.
Oh, yeah. That's a stumper I was talking about.
Yeah. That looks, I mean, God, it looks so good. That's what got this fever going here about this game. Just watching that video for that third one looked amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Jungle locations are pretty damn boring, in his opinion, so I'll just have to hope there will be eventual indoor environments, not just any camps. See, I like the outdoors. I dig playing games where you're outside. It just feels more open to me. I get claustrophobic or something when I'm playing a game and I'm trapped inside and I can't, you know, I wander off into the wilderness, you know?
Yeah, remember that game on IGN? That's totally outdoors.
IGI?
IGI, I'm going, oh yeah, IGI.
Yeah.
You can almost run off the map. I mean, I like him. You can walk around for miles.
It's awesome. You can go totally awesome. Yeah, the second one blows, though. So
yeah, that's
right. By that. But yeah, download the demo and find out how bad it sucks. Like I said before, I only got a GameCube for Wind Waker, which is very disappointing, by the way. Mario Kart will be a game to get, but now I've got my sights set on a new gem, MGS Twin Snakes. Oh yeah, GC is getting a totally overhauled, graphically optimized version of MGS with redirected cutscenes. And he gave me a link to the trailer for it. The IP address is 38.118.133.70/vault-m.html. You can probably just go straight to that address. Bunch of game trailers and stuff. It's really cool. I'm so all over this place because I'm not paying IGN for a subscription anymore. They can kiss my ass.
I never paid them.
okay. Enough Metal Gear rambling. Well, one more comment. When you get to Liquid Snake, let me know what the hell kind of accent he has. I don't know if it's supposed to sound like Robert Gould, G-O-U-L-E, doing an Australian accent, but it does to be. He talks about the Phantom, too. This gem is definitely going the way of the new one, if it gets released at all. I've actually been accepted to the beta, but everyone else might just have to keep interest in the console. I'll just have to wait to see if I get a follow-up email. The specs are interesting. Absolutely no game footage has been shown. Although there is a nice video of its GUI on its site. I watched that video. I saw that. I can settle your curiosity of where the CD bay is. Remember we were talking, it looked like there was no place to put the CD or the DVD in the Phantom. Remember the
No
tray? There isn't one, he said. I guess there's not. He apparently has actually looked into this quite a bit more than we did. You purchase the Phantom and then you subscribe to it. You have to have broadband. Subscribe and lets you try demos, patches, and technical crap. The games themselves are not free. You buy each game, then download it to your Phantom. Absolutely no media. I think that is one hell of a dumbass idea. I do too.
Yeah.
Fucking retarded.
They're gonna rip you off.
I think the whole idea is a rip off from what we've read about it. I'm pretty sure the games are gonna be proprietary and won't get past first party. There might be ports, but the system just isn't a PC game console. Then he goes on to Xenosaga. I need some goddamn cash so I can play this mofo. Christ, when does part 2 come out? Can we expect another bizarre German title? Yes, we can, actually. They have the name for it up there. It was like Good versus Evil. I sent him an email with it in there, though. I found it somewhere again. But if you look around, it does have another German title. Remember, it was whatever the hell it said before. Something about God or life and death or whatever the hell. Anyway, I'm digging it. He's got a site, though, for cool info. It's xenosaga.com, but it's Xeno with a Z rather than an X, yeah. But it was during the time when Xenosaga first came out, so I guess it couldn't handle all the time. If you have trouble, let me know. I'll just give you my name and password. I can't help you making any original music. Oh, yeah, because we were trying to find an intro or something. Actually, Jenner and Bob Nino have both actually been kind of messing around making some cool intro stuff. So, and unfortunately, I haven't spent any time on them this week, so... We still got my ghetto ass little taking together crap, but I don't know. It could be something to mess around with when I'm just not playing games. Let me jump to the bottom here. I recommend checking out Star Wars. What's that game called?
Knights of the Old Republic.
Old Republic, thanks. The best Star Wars games I've played since Super Star Wars on the Super Nintendo. Walking the paths of light or dark side is awesome. The graphics look dated, but the story is pulling me in. And I have heard tons of good stuff about this game. So, I don't know. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, so I don't see it happening.
It's RPG?
It sounds like it. Because I guess you can play it like the light side or the dark side. Like, and actually, like, it changes like the way you're kind of walking stuff. Yeah, I was reading somewhere. I think it was in EGM, I think. It was there. It might have been Computer Gaming World. No, maybe it must have been EGM. They were talking about how people like to play through the first time as the light side. I guess they want to be Skywalker. Yeah, they want to be, the
good
man.
Guy.
Yeah, and then play through as the
dark side.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a game called Inkliff. You can play both sides, dark side and
good side.
That game I heard
lots
of good stuff.
We can't play them all, guys. We try. We'd love to, but unfortunately our hobby is like ultra expensive here. And I know everybody out there who's listening knows this, because you know, you pay $50 for a brand new game and there's a good chance that it might suck ass.
That's right. We need more crew, that's it. Like people playing different games. More people on the show.
We need GameCube stuff. Oh, and Pop Nina won't be able to do his GameCube thing this week. His GameCube and Mac thing this week. He's having issues with his laptop. There's something wrong. He's got to get like a replacement motherboard or some kind of crazy shit.
That's a Mac.
Yeah, you beat me to the Mac jokes. I was gonna. I mean, yeah, I feel bad, but we slam him just because we have to. I guess, I don't know. But anyway, just to be dicks, we make fun of him. Damn Mac users.
D-I-C-K.
Let's see, and Riboflavin sent us an email too, just after the other one says, "Sup, man? Hey, I've been listening to your show ever since someone posted a link to it in the Retro Gaming Radio forums, and I love it. I'm a big fan of alternative media, and your show is not only informative." Yeah, right. We're not informative.
We're lame asses.
Yeah, we are pretty lame, but it's also interesting to listen to. I don't know about that either.
Come on, be positive now. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes, we are. We actually work our ass. I work my ass off. I know that.
Well, you know, I just read off shit.
Read off my notes.
That's right. That's why I have you for, right?
Yeah, to handle...
Well, today I can't even read, so that's bad.
That is pretty bad. Go home. I'm calling Hunter on the phone. I don't want to get into the whole lame-ass, long-time listener, first-time caller rambling email shit, so I'll keep it brief. I'm an RPG fan as well. Xeno the Saga kicked all the ass. So here's a few games I haven't heard you mention that you might be interested in. Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic for Xbox is an awesome RPG. There's tons of shit to do, moral choices to make, huge worlds to explore, and also the only RPG I know of for the Xbox. That's another topic of discussion right there. They need to get on Sudeki, or Sudeki, or whatever. Sudeki. You saw it over here before. I can't remember shit for 5 minutes, can you? What's that other game? The one that's awesome. It looks so good. Fable. You know, I'm dying to play some of those, but, you know, Star Wars might do it for me. But this is why I bought my PlayStation 2, specifically for the RPGs, because Xbox didn't have
it. Oh, yeah, because Square, you know, got this huge contract with
Xbox. Square makes a ton of RPGs, you know?
Best RPGs.
I don't know about the best, dude.
Secret of Mana is dope.
Okay, Secret of Mana is dope, okay, but that was how long ago, right?
Doesn't matter, Squaresoft.
Final Fantasy VI, as far as I'm concerned, the best game ever made, okay? Again, Squaresoft. But look at 7, 8, 9,
remember the one for a PlayStation 1? Xenogears,
yeah, that was...
That one's a shit.
Yeah, well...
Okay. I sold my for like $60 on eBay.
They do make some pretty tight. Okay, so they do make awesome, but my problem is, I keep thinking, the minute I hear Squeenix, I think of Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Which I don't like. I just don't like them.
No.
But here, listen to this. You're all up on this because you love Kingdom Hearts, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Riboflavin's email. Listen, Kingdom Hearts, you gotta play, man. It's not Disney. No, I'm just making a joke about it. It's not Disney. I'm not gonna play it. It may have some Disney characters in it, but as a Squaresoft game at heart, probably one of the best I've ever played.
Minus Secret of Mana. You know, walk around with these guys following you.
That's cool. Listen to his next sentence. The gameplay is very similar to Secret of Mana.
No way. Sorry.
See, now I have to play it, because Secret of Mana, which is probably Mana, you hear it say different all depending on where you are in the world, so we're going to get shit for that.
We're ghetto West Coasters.
That's right.
Haha, very funny round eye.
Very funny round eye. It's got
Okay, knock it off.
All right. It's got cameos from most of the major recent Final Fantasy characters, Squall, Cloud, Tidus, etc. See, all people that you know, and I don't know because I haven't played the new ones. I don't like them, but you know what? If this is like Secret of Mana, this sounds pretty cool. And I have nothing against Disney. I was just making a crack about it. It's insanely long. We're talking at least as long as your average Final Fantasy game, if not longer. It's got tons of regular bosses, hidden minigames, optional tournaments, just tons of stuff to do.
Oh,
believe it or not, the storyline is terrific too. It's a little too convoluted to get into, but it's not your typical Disney fare. Trust me, when you start playing it, it will feel like a Squaresoft game. As long as it feels like Final Fantasy.
Totally different. Secret of Mana, man.
Good, because Secret of Mana was the bomb.
Secret of Mana, you can switch your guys, though, you know?
Yeah.
You do three guys. But this one, you only get to control that main guy.
That's okay, though. I never really
I can't even remember his name.
You can't remember shit from all the bugs.
No, I don't.
This is what we have computers for, to remember that stuff for us, right?
Oh, yeah. Huh.
not only that, but it's beautiful as hell. It has excellent music. I remember hearing the music at your house.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Voice acting, and it's fairly challenging. In fact, some spots it's downright hard. I'm a total whore for this game, if you can see. As you can see, you just gotta go get it. You'll love it. But, okay, I saw it today. It was $50 still.
Yeah, and I sold my long time after, yeah. Right after I beat it.
Well, my whole thing is that I don't have any time. Right? I'm contemplating buying the Frozen Throne. I almost bought it today.
That's why I play all the RPGs, dude. I guarantee you I play more RPGs.
You probably do, because I get to play stupid garbage like Tactical Ops, where you get on there...
Yeah, when you wake up, time for some frag.
For some frag.
Get online.
My morning frag session. I have to. It's just I try to play everything, and it's really hurting me. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, you had that one game, and you liked it. I don't care what you were playing. You had, like... You had a handful of games. Like, well, for a while it was. I mean, there got to the point where I had, like, 60 Nintendo games.
I play one game at a time. So
see, I don't, because everything looks so damn good to me. It's like, oh, man, I got to play the Frozen Throne. But Dot Hack Infection is so great, and then I can move right into Mutation. Oh, look, Ghost Recon Island Thunder is only $30. I'll buy that, too. And I got Maximo, which I opened yesterday. I played one level. I loved it. The camera was a little hard to control, but then I set it down because I had to go play some Tactical Ops. Then I started playing Warcraft 3 for a little while. I haven't touched Neverwinter Nights in like 2 weeks. I mean, there's just too many games.
You're worthless.
There was a thread on the Penny Arcade forums, too, a couple days ago. It's obviously probably still there, but I don't know how high up on the list. But they were talking about post your backlog. You know, all the games that you've got sitting around that you've been meaning to play.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. I had about 15 to 17 games on my list, and since then I've probably bought two more games.
So here's what I do, though. You know, I beat the one game myself right away on the
I know what you do. You call in sick to work and play all day.
Shut up. Don't say that. My boss might be listening.
Yeah, right. You sell them on eBay, go on.
Okay, then, you know, get that game out of my way, so I don't have to worry about it. Unless it's an excellent game, you know. Like, I keep my Xeno Saga because it's a good game and it's multi-episode.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's good to have them all set. But it's like Final Fantasy, I beat it, boom, sell it. Kingdom Hearts, I beat it, boom, sell it.
Yeah. I like having them around because one day I know, this is why emulation is so popular with me, is because I sit around and I go, damn, do you remember how good Bionic Commando was? I wish I could play that. And unfortunately, I don't have the cartridge anymore, and I just got rid of my Nintendo a little while ago because I got rid of all the games, so I thought I was screwed. You know, and it's like, emulation can bring that back, and so I sit around and play that, but I don't like that. It's not the same feeling, you know?
No, it's not.
For a while, I had it set up pretty well, where I had the machine hooked up to my TV and stuff, and it ran all my movies and music throughout the house and stuff, and I had, you know, emulators on and stuff, yeah. But it just still didn't feel the same. I'm using a Sidewinder controller, but it's not the same as my Super Nintendo controller.
Oh, no.
I know they make... There's that little thing for the PlayStation controllers that'll convert it to USB, but I hate PlayStation controllers. So
I love it.
What I want... Well, I know they have it, too, that... Xbox controller, I think, is perfect, right?
Sidewinder, just like Sidewinder, almost.
No, except for it's got two analog sticks, yeah. More buttons, it feels better. Oh, I like it better. Anyway, there's actually, you can go somewhere, I've seen it, I think they sell a cable that hooks up to your Xbox controller, which makes it USB, and they provide a driver. I downloaded the driver just so I had it, just so I could remember the website. I'll have to look that up and try to figure out who does it. But it was really cool. I like that idea a lot, dude. I love my Xbox control. Anyway, I'm rambling on now.
Then you have to make a driver for it?
23 minutes in, dude, and we're like still in the second email.
Ah, keep going.
Jesus. This whole show is going to be email reading because I read slow. Regarding MGS2, the one you want to get is Substance for the PS2. Now, okay, so now that we got one vote for Sons of Liberty and one vote for Substance. Basically, Substance is the special edition version of Sons of Liberty, and the differences are substantial, okay? In Substance, you get about 300-plus, Jesus Christ, VR missions.
Oh, boy.
Which are fun, right? As they kind of expand the little nuances in the gameplay. 5 or 6 Snake Tail missions, I don't know what that is, which are various reworkings the main story made more difficult, and you get some other features that are interesting. I can't remember them right now. The Xbox version might be a little crisper. Details pretty insignificant. But it has a little slowdown when some of the firefights get heavy. Now, see, that would piss me off. Oh, and the PS2 version has an extra snakeboarding mode, which is basically Konami's skateboarding evolution game thrown in, which is $10 at Best Buy right now, by the way. But the PS2 version is superior. Oh, and on a side note, MGS1 is being remade for the GameCube, similar to the way Resident Evil was remade. Better graphics from the ground up, additional gameplay features, plot reworkings, etc. That's all I can think of right now. Hey, keep up the good work with the shows. It's good stuff. They got to be listening to somebody else.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. You that's know what? That actually, yeah, it does. It's great. You know, it's good encouragement.
Comes from Morosport.
It is. You know, I dig it, and it's cool. It's like I still can't get over. It. Like, wow, somebody listens to our stupid asses ramble on about, you know, shit that we just talk about normally. You know,
that's cool. Cool though. Yeah, it's hell cool.
We're public servants here. Oh, I threw it away yesterday. I got a fortune in my fortune cookie that said something about public service, and I was going to say
it. Oh, no
forgot.
Way.
So funny, though. Anyway, and then Modem Tub email. Oh, this is good, too. See, I'm getting shit from Metal Gear Solid. You've been sucked in to the Metal Gear Solid. God, I have such a hard time saying that for some reason. Metal Gear Solid World. I told you in the email right around E3. He sent us one never before I left. Get the MGS3 Snake Eater and Twin Snakes trailers. I watched them both. They both are incredible. Twin Snakes is MGS for the GameCube. They're remaking it for the Cube. So there's another reason to get a Cube right there. You know, to have a fat version of MGS, right? And I'm dying. I almost broke down yesterday and bought a Cube. Wolf and I were at Walmart. For some reason, I was like, hey, let's check out the GameCube games. And I was all set on buying them. They didn't have any there. So then, of course, today we go to Best Buy and CompUSA, and I didn't want it. I don't know what my problem is, but you know what? I bet during Christmas they're going to have something fat where we get two games again, like Zelda and Metroid or Zelda and a Game Boy player or something.
Oh, yeah.
And
some
then I'll break
fat down. Deals, yeah.
Because I bet MGS will be out by then. The Twin Snakes thing will be out. What's the other game I really want? Oh, Mario Kart. How could I forget
Mario
about
Kart.
Mario Kart? Anyway. Anyway, that's
it's
the next
me,
word.
Mario.
Me, Mario. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid is one of the greatest games I've ever played. So, see, this game is just amazing.
Nothing but good stuff.
I know, I heard from our fans. Amazing shit. I cannot believe I blew it off like that. So it was an accident though. I swear to God, I wasn't being a dick on purpose. I just saw these stupid VR things on them. The way it combines real world stuff with the video game world stuff is great. Now see, that was what blew me away even more. I mean, to make a game even better, that was just it for me. There's this one part where Snake's shoulder is hurting him, and Naomi goes, Snake, put the controller on your arm. I'll make you feel better. And the controller starts vibrating a little, then stronger. It's hilarious. Oh, and wait till you get to the Psychomantic boss battle. Most innovative thing I've ever seen. See how awesome that is?
Yeah.
Dude, it totally takes the game out of this virtual world, dude, and puts it right in the real world. And that is amazing. If more games could do that, oh, man, I would
never
be
that. They should have made a VR goggle for that.
They'd have to do it right, and it better not be uncomfortable, and it better not be expensive. Regarding the story, Meryl is a main character in MGS, but doesn't appear at all in MGS 2. Actually, you only play as Snake for a small portion of MGS 2. See, I don't want to spoil anything, but MGS 2 is very similar to MGS for story reasons. And there's about 3 or 4 characters from MGS that are in MGS 2. I haven't played MGS 2 Substance, but from everything I've read, it's just MGS 2 with some bonus stuff, skateboarding minigame, VR missions, etc. So definitely play and beat MGS, then get MGS 2 and beat that, and sit and wait and drool over MGS 3. Believe me, I already am. And I know you want it too now.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm actually drooling over Meryl in Twin Snakes. Rawr! Sorry. Oh, and yeah, Dot Hack kicks major ass. I just beat Mutation, and I can't wait for the next 2 games.
You did?
Yeah.
I still get stuck on the last boss.
Yeah, you're a pussy. You're not
like
cheating, are you?
No. Like, it's beating my ass. How can I cheat?
Oh, well. You will, because you'll get frustrated.
Yeah, well,
you really need to watch the anime to get the complete experience. Thank God. Thank the Lord for fan subs and broadband. I've actually got, like, 10 or so episodes. Oh, and stay away from Kingdom Hearts, the spawn of Disney and Squaresoft. Pure evil. Thanks for the gamer fix. I'm officially an addict. That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, now I gotta vote against Kingdom Hearts, too.
Sure. Oh, come on, Kingdom Hearts.
No, I want to play it. I really do. Like, I gotta at least check it out. My whole problem is fundage and time. You know, I mean,
that takes a lot of time to play that game.
You gotta do all these games.
I spent like 40, 50 hours easy on the game.
See, I don't know where these people find the time. You know what it is? I gotta get rid. I have to uninstall Tribes 2, Tactical Ops, Quake 3 Arena, and Unreal Tournament 2003. And I might start getting some work done. I might start getting some real good gameplay down here. Because I'm sick of playing these games that I can play over and over and over, and I get nowhere. You know, I don't get anywhere. You don't beat the game.
How about just unplug your hard drive? You attach your computer again.
No, because I always have music and movies playing when I'm playing games. Remember, you saw I'm sitting here watching The Simpsons playing Dot Hack Infection for like 5 hours. Okay, the next one. Another one from Spetsnaz D4. In fact, we got this today. Crap, is this one hella long? Page 1 of 6.
Oh, boy.
Okay, no, but like, since the last two, three pages are mine. Last 2.5 pages are quotes of mine. So, okay. Even though, dude, we're going on a half an hour of email. Fuck.
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting some talking, but not any
we
good
We care about news. It.
Yeah, we do. Definitely care about it. I was so happy to get this much email, but I got novels to read here.
Okay, wait. Oh, take a deep breath.
We got a quote from... Oh, he opened up with a quote from IGN here, which I don't know if we can read because it might be some kind of crazy copyright infringement thing here. And I'm afraid. I'm very afraid. But glancing... I read this actually on their site too, and it basically talks about the PlayStation 2. The game runs, you know, just fine. There's no stutter in the Xbox though because it wasn't designed on that hardware. It's got some slowdown and stuff. Okay, so... That's the idea behind this paragraph here. Extra parts level up a bit to constraint. 350 VR missions and 150 alternate missions.
Holy shit.
Okay, he starts out, oh well, I was reading some reviews of MGS 2 on Xbox and came across a reference to a part I totally forgot, the masturbation scene. What the hell? Jesus Christ. I might still recommend the PS2 version, though. I really love the rainy atmosphere on the deck of the ship, and the slowdown thing during boss fights is ridiculous. Okay, so, yeah.
Screw. On Xbox?
Yeah, so screw the Xbox one. So now, do I get subsequent to the other one? I'm definitely going to check out the Xbox version, though. Maybe it's been long enough since I've played it. It has to be better than I remember. Gun Avengers was too short. Yeah, I remember playing that. I beat the first time through in a couple hours. Funniest thing about the game is that the pilot seat in the mech is in the crush, a true cockpit. The pilot seat in the mech is in the crotch. I get it. Okay. I just can't read it. Did I skip that part where he was talking? Because I remember I said something about, I think he's from somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's from here in the States, and he made some kind of crack about his grammar. He said, is my grammar that bad? You think I'm from somewhere else? It's not bad. I swear he said something that he was overseas or over here or something.
Over here, probably.
Yeah, I just assumed he was overseas.
Dumbass.
See, okay, cool here. I do agree there are too many corridors in these in games these days, but I haven't liked too many games that feature jungle environments. I thought the jungle level in GoldenEye was ugly and a bit let down. I think that was my coolest level. I thought that was great. Just comes down to technology in my book. Trees and bushes that don't move or are indestructible just piss me the hell off. And that's right, that's bullshit.
Talk about the environmentals. Remember that game we just played, the demo yesterday?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that, too. We got some email to read, too. Well, it's part of my notes, dude. We got a massive pile of stuff to go. They're almost done, though. We got, like, one or two new emails after this. Or pages. IGN does own way too much of the game info market. This is cool, because it's like he wrote me at the beginning of the week. I wrote him back, and I got a reply email, and we filled everybody in between. I was so pissed when they went sub-only. Oh, yeah, the subscription, you know, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I did meet someone online that let me leech his account. Worked for about 3 days, then his account was suspended due to too many logons from different IPs. Oh, my God. Apparently, he couldn't reset his subscription because he abandoned the email he signed up with it for a long time ago. That's a bunch of crap. I decided to dust off my PS2, literally couldn't see the PS2 logo, and play a little MGS. I put the game in, it was slapped in the face with a disc error. Uh-oh. I tried out a PS2 game, loaded with no problem. So I tried another PlayStation game. None would load. I'm pretty sure that I read a while ago that the PS2 has two laser assemblies, one for DVD and one for PlayStation or CDs. Now that I think about it, I might have read that the PS2 wouldn't need two assemblies because Sony made a dual laser. Anyway, at the time I read I thought there were two, and that since I never played CDs or PlayStation games in my PS2, that the PS/CD assembly probably sat in part collecting dust sucked in by the PS2's fan. Not a big deal. I have a laser cleaning CD that has done the trick on other CD/DVD players I have. I popped it in, and the freaking PS2 wouldn't load it. Only one thing to do, open the beast up. It's retarded that I had to open my PS2 and swab down the lens with alcohol.
Oh my God.
I forgot why I'm telling you this next rant. You know what's funny? I called Xbox. 1-800 for my Xbox of the day. And there was an actual reason I called them. You know Inquisitor Kruger? I called them because I talked to Inquisitor Kruger the other day. He's having problems loading games on his Xbox. You know, like he's playing a game and all of a sudden it just says, boom. This disc is dirty or scratched or unreadable. Yeah. You ever have that?
I had that crash.
Me too. Everybody I know has this problem with their Xbox in one form or another in various degrees. Well, Kruger told me he called 1-800-4. He already sent his Xbox in for repairs once, right? They replaced the DVD drive. They sent it back. He said it's happening again. He told me that he called them. And he was talking to the guy, and like the guy he got on the phone was totally cool. Not like one of these, you know, corporate puppets that just won't tell you anything. He said the guy on the phone was totally cool. You know, he was like broing down with this guy on the phone. Anyway, the guy told him that there is a problem with the DVD drive and that having the DVD playback kit has something to do with it.
Whoa.
Now, I couldn't figure that out. I was like, whoa, wait a minute now. Wait, are you telling me that? And he said, according to the guy, now, I don't know how much of this is true or how much of this, you know, the guy didn't understand at Microsoft or what. But according to Kruger, he told me the guy said, leaving that little thing in your Xbox is not good for the drive for some reason. It probably, you know, switches modes in the drive or does something weird in the drive. And he said, put it in if you're going to watch a movie and take it out when you're done. Now, I leave mine in, I'm sure, just like everybody else does.
Yeah.
So, notice it's not in there now because I'm all paranoid. I don't know how true this is. But so what I tried to do is I tried to call them and record the conversation. And I called them two or three times. I didn't get through the second time, the one of those times. So I had two of them. Nobody I talked to would tell me anything. I tried. I got some guy that sounded like he was from India. And then I got some lady who didn't know the damn thing about the Xbox hardly at all. So,
you're scared to get a job.
Yeah, well, I guess not.
Some kind of
I'm
scale.
Just lazy. Anyway, I'm definitely going to check out Soul Calibur 2. The demo. Oh, crap. We got to talk about that, too. The demo has my heart pumping overtime. Soul Calibur on Dreamcast is my favorite fighter. It's strange that I even like it because I'm horrible at fighters. Freaking 15-step moves. I'm a total button masher. Soul Calibur has some nice moves that I could pull off, so that is one reason I dug it. Soul Calibur was actually one of the first games I got for Dreamcast. When it first came out, I took it with my DC to visit a friend at college. It was a blast. About 20 girls and 3 guys. Wait, no. 20 guys and 3 girls. I'm going to say, whoa.
Oh, I said, whoa. Hook me up, brother.
I knew that didn't sound right. About 20 guys and 3 girls crammed into a dorm room fighting into the wee hours. That is awesome. That is so much fun. I've done that a couple times where you get people that are just, you know, they're doing the round, you know, the loser. That is so much fun, dude.
I used to do that.
Tobal 2 had an RPG side mode to it, too. I had T-O-B-A-L-2. I never even heard of it, I don't think. Tobal 2, but I never played it, and I think the random dungeons had bosses at the end. Those two games for Phantom are truly lame. Oh, I gave him a link to these two games, like these bikini ninja fighting chicks with another stupid crap.
Whoa.
Sonic Speedsters. Looks like a total ripoff of Tron 2, which actually kicks ass and is free. I just saw it for sale for $40, but I remember reading about Bikini Karate Babes a while back. Possibly the dumbest idea ever. How are you supposed to play a fighting game with one hand?
Definitely like the better our lives free, dude.
Yeah, huh. Which is only $20 now. I think I might dig the style of Xena Saga one more. RPGs that try to have realistic characters come across as stale and bland, in my humble opinion. Final Fantasy VIII comes to mind. I like Final Fantasy IX more than VII. So much what you will find of my taste in RPGs. Oh, okay. I'm just retarded, that's what it is. Kingdom Hearts... Oh, crap. Kingdom Hearts 2 does look pretty cool. I've only seen the deep drive video so far. It's all CG, but very impressive. Damn, there's a KH2, huh? And Bobby should definitely stick to gaming stuff. I'm glad he's going to focus on GameCube because it will be truly boring if he only talks about games that came out for the PC 3 months ago. Yeah, Halo, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Bob does have a degree of creep factor that keeps me listening. I imagine him as a van guy that kind of slowly drives past elementary school. He laughs out loud, just kidding. Like that character Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs, Buffalo Bob Nino. Hopefully he just needs to get into a groove. It is. I talked to him, too. It truly... Yeah, I talked to him, you know, because he said, you know, he told me the reason I wanted to read that part was because I talked to Bob Nino, and he's like, man, I don't sound like that at all. I sound like a creep. I'm all quiet, and I'm freaky sounding. He's not normal. I talked to him on the phone. He's not like that at all. He said something to me, and I thought it was funny to hear about it here from somebody else, you know. God damn. Okay, I had a slight hiccup on the Xbox mod front. I wanted to update the BIOS to a version that doesn't require patching of recent games. It's an easy enough process. Jesus Christ, there's lots of it. Just renaming the file and FTPing into the Xbox. So I did it and ended up with an Xbox that only functioned like it was out of box. The horror. I've since figured out what went wrong and fixed it. The BIOS I got points to the Evo X files on the drive, on the C drive. Mine are on E. Thank God that I had the audio exploit set up on my machine. If I had simply removed the MS-DASH from the system, I would have ended up with a doorstop. Oh, yeah. You flash it, you're done. You fuck it up. All I needed to do was rerun the save exploit and FTP this. Did somebody just die out in the parking lot? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Ah!
Boom.
FTP the BIOS right over. You might be thinking that if the hard drive is messed up to the point of not booting, then I can just take out the hard drive and put it in my PC. While putting the Xbox in your PC is a possibility, there is a procedure about doing it. The Xbox HDD is locked when the console is off. The only way that I know of is working on it is to rip the HDD out of the Xbox when it's turned on, and have passed the splash screens. Dude, this is so crazy. There's so much to this Xbox modding stuff that I have no friggin' idea about.
That's why I'm taking you to China next April.
Yeah,
we're going to take a tour.
Get your shit modded over there.
That's right.
Hopefully they'll let us back in the country with it, though. I've been looking more into the PlayStation X emulator for Xbox. It's not looking as good as I thought. Just a handful of games that run perfectly, another handful that work but are glitchy. Huh. That's interesting. And I got an email here. I don't think he wants me to read off his name, so we're going to call him Steve. I got his full name here, but he probably doesn't want his whole real name right now, so he's Steve. Okay, hi. More MGS. See, wow. Called Dumb the Thunder asking for MGS information. Hi, glad. I mean, look, we're at 40 minutes and I'm still reading emails. My jaw's killing me. Hi, glad you're back and doing shows again. Just wanted to give you a heads up on Metal Gear if you haven't already heard from everyone else. I played through the entire Sons of Liberty and hated using the second character Raiden. Whiny and lame and pain in the ass. The character Snake is way cooler. If you get substance, you can pick different characters to use to get through the game. There are tons of extras on the disc as well. MGS Substance is sort of like a special edition DVD. Same game with extras. There's also that more VR training crap that you said you hated. I'm not so sure I hated it as so much that I just thought it was the whole game. You know, I mean, that was the one thing. I guess I probably did say I hated that, knowing me. Personally, I enjoyed playing the PlayStation 1 MGS better. The graphics aren't as good as PS2 MGS SOL, but the gameplay was better. That's some delivery. When you mentioned the interactivity of reading the CD cover for the radio code, it reminded me of a part later in the game where you fight a floating psychic guy called Psycho Mantis that actually reads your memory card for Konami games and says, "Oh, I see you like to play Castlevania and Contra, etc." He also makes comments on your game saves in MGS. When he messes with your controller so bad that you can't control your movement, so you need to plug in your Player 2 controller and use that one instead of beat him. Dude, that would mess me up. That would be so trippy. Oh. It was like nothing I'd ever seen in a game before. Very cool. That is awesome. Anywho, do a show 13. Great idea. It will fill the hole in what people know and don't know. You might want to add info on main, classic game ROMs, ROMs for Game Boy Advance, emulators for Game Boy Advance, and flashcards like Flash 2 GBA. Don't you love digital technology? X-Arcade rocks. Hell yes. See, one more. Well, good luck to you, and keep doing more game and more movie review shows. Well, I love them. One last thing. Could you go into more detail on why... Notice more is all capitalized. That means we just say, this game sucks, and we write it off. It's like, well, like beats in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this just sucks. You could go into more detail why a game is good or why a game sucks when you do your reviews. I'd like to know why you thought a game sucked or was great. Cool. Yeah, he's right. You know, and I try to do that. I try to, like, elaborate on things a little bit, but it just doesn't happen. Because we get all wrapped up in the moment.
Yeah, we'll have to listen to your whining bitch.
I know. I sure do whine and bitch a lot, too, I know. But he's right. And I would definitely really like to try that.
That's a good idea.
I try. Now, the biggest thing is, like, it's good to hear that people like the show, you know. Because I obviously have my doubts. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I can't believe people listen to this crap. But, and you know, I mean, I think it kind of shows too, because I'm constantly changing the show. You notice that, like, every time there's something I want to add or something I try to change, you know, and I'm trying to find something that seems to work for everyone, you know, like please everybody all the time. And you know what? That just doesn't work. It's not possible.
Patience, grasshopper.
Yes, I need to learn patience, and I don't know what it is. I try to change everything too much. You know, like we need a section on this, we need a section on that. I really wanted to do this quote of the week or. Think of the week one time, like a question of the week, you know, and get into technology and stuff. But the problem there is that we rattle on about our opinions and ideas about stuff for too long, so it didn't work. Because then we couldn't get any news in there, you know. Anyway, I don't know. You know, who knows? Maybe there is, like, this is it. Maybe this is the type of show that it has to be, kind of fast and loose, you know, just kind of whatever. Maybe I don't know, but anyway. What did we want to talk about that was actual news now that we blew 45 minutes of your time listening to me drone on who can't read very well? I want to talk about gameskins.com. It's game-skins.com. I just wanted to give them a little pimpage real quick because I've got a couple shirts for them. They got they sell hats now, too. They got an awesome 8-bit hat. It's got, like, the D-pad from, like, your old Nintendo controller on a hat, and it says 8-bit on it. You know, they got one, the Show Ryuken hat now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I ordered the 8-bit one, but I had a little problem. I don't think it accepted my order with Mozilla. I couldn't even visit Nintendo's website in Mozilla. On Windows, even. I tried. I don't know what's wrong, but anyway.
Turn up the cookie.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem was. Cookies are on, images from all servers are on, it just would not load. I think it's a Java problem, to tell you the truth, but I didn't really look into it, I was just pissed off. Loaded up an IE and it comes up right away, but
it was done on the Sun Java plugin.
No, not for that one. I think it's on my laptop, though, because that one runs Linux on my laptop. Okay. So. But anyway, game-skins.com. It's cool. You get a bunch of gamer gear there. You know, I like it because I don't go to the Gap. You know, I don't go buy my clothes and shit like that. I don't go to, like, that skateboard shop in the mall. And what's that one? Hot Topic. I don't buy my clothes there. I don't go to these, you know, thinkgeek.com, copyleft.net, gameskins.com, you know, shit, I got a 2600 hat on.
They should have local stores.
Yeah, you know, I know. I went looking for a new hat because my 2600 hat's all faded and brown now. It's got a hole in the side and shit. I've had it so long. And it's like every hat you find is a sports hat. You know, it's NASCAR, football, and shit.
I do those.
So, but you know what? You want to get your gear on gameskins.com. It's game-skins.com. They're pretty cool. They got some neat shit there, too. I've got a couple things from them, actually. Call of Duty. Remember that war game we were playing last night?
Yeah.
Dude, it is crazy. The demo came out just the other day, and this is the game that they were going to do a limited release. Like, one website was going to get the demo. Activision said something about only putting one website or two website or something to get the demo. And there was, like, this huge stink about it. People pissed off because they didn't want to get the demo from one website. Now, I can understand that. I'd be pissed off, too, because I wouldn't have got it. I would have, you know, never gone to that website to go get the demo for this one game that I hadn't really heard a lot about anyway. I mean, it's probably some other huge thing like MGS, but you know, I never heard of it, so I didn't really care about it. But then when I finally heard that, you know, this whole people were mad because they weren't putting it on different websites, I think ShaqNews.com said something about it. And that's what I first heard about it, was that, like, all these people were pissed off because Activision was only going to give the demo to, like, one or two websites, and it was going to be, like, a limited release. But that was stupid.
It's real stupid for marketing for themselves.
Yeah,
exactly. Advertise for themselves.
Now, I thought about that. Exactly what you said there, right? I said, now wait, that really cuts down on their marketing. If they're going to release it to a limited, you know, website, that poor site's going to get slammed. Okay, it's going to get slashed out of the hell in 10 minutes. So I thought about it for a minute. Wait a minute. The game did eventually get released to all the places, because I got it from IGN's website, right? And I started thinking about, this is Activision we're talking about. Aren't these the guys that pulled the marketing stunts? Like, they were going to pay somebody like $500 and give him an Xbox to change his name to Turok for a year?
Something like that.
I think this is probably just some crazy stunt from Activision to get more, you know, hype brought up about their game. Anyway, the game is cool. I don't like war games. I don't like Medal of Honor. I don't like Battlefield too much. I mean, I don't play it, you know, so obviously I don't like it very much. It seemed okay. I checked it out.
You ever play, though?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, at Big's Place. I don't really care for the war games now, you know. I don't know why. They're all the same. They're all the same to me. They just seem the exact same. I don't like the
get around. There we go again. You're going to get slammed next week.
I'm going to get tore up over war games. I'm sorry. I know.
Please write him some negative feedback.
No.
No.
You know what we need? We need, like, a huge group of people to have on the show that we can rotate through to play different games. Because you don't want to get stuck listening to my opinion all the time. I hate giving my opinion.
Definitely.
I want to hear somebody else's opinion.
Spanx, C4, Specknuts, C4.
What did you say?
What's his name?
Specknuts?
Sorry.
It's like a
Specknut. Okay.
I want to know what everybody plays, but we get emails to write about
it. It's pretty good, you know.
Everybody we get emails from, they know what they're talking about. At least we get to hear about different things, you know. And we lost Hooks, so there goes a lot of sports and war games. Yeah. I'm going to try to get him on the phone pretty soon here.
I don't think he got time to play games, though.
Yeah, he's a security guard. He's real busy.
Well, he's a security guard for those concerts. He got tons of concerts from Vegas.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's still got a ton of fans.
So we should call up those people who email us a lot. You know, call them up.
Yeah.
And have them on the show.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too. Yeah, if anybody wants to review, that'd be pretty
definitely nice. Definitely, you know, what they're talking about, and they give up great opinions. I like that.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. Definitely something to keep in mind, then. Definitely. But Call of Duty. What were they talking about? Oh, yeah, dude, the graphics are great.
Oh, yeah.
The graphics in that game were amazing. Dude, you start out and...
The environment's awesome. Yeah. I mean, bomb drop on the ground, it's a big bang.
Yeah, it puts a bunghole. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you today? It puts a big-ass crater in the ground and stuff. I mean, it is cool. And your guy gets all messed up. I mean, the other games have this, too, where, like, if you get, like, hit by a bomb, like, or it lands right next to you or something, or a grenade, I guess... Your guy gets all messed up. Your guy's vision gets all screwed. They use motion blur on this, you know, and your guy's all messed up. And that's I imagine, quite like how it would
flash and bang,
you know. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, the guns are neat. There's no, like, scopes and stuff, you know, because you just don't have a scope on it. You actually have to aim. You know, I mean, it's really hard. It's like, it took me a while to get used to, like, actually aim for once. You don't have a little crosshair on the screen. You gotta look through the sight.
Like
gun.
A real gun.
Yeah.
Hey.
I like the way the grenades sounded. They didn't sound fake. They sounded like real grenades. Ding, 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 ding. They sound like metal. Like,
you ever heard of a real grenade?
Probably. I'm sure I have.
Dude, I was in the army.
Yeah. And did it sound more real?
Oh, yeah.
Say, okay, then, shut the fuck up.
Whee!
Alright, have a Coke, a smile, and shut the fuck up.
Have a rice day.
Have a rice day. That's a nice stuff. But, wait, I'm missing an email. I know I am. Oh, god damn it. Wait. Anyway, check out the Call of Duty demo. I leached off IGN's website to suck up their bandwidth. Screw those bastards.
Hey, those bastards.
Shit, no. I know we're missing an email. I don't think oh, crap, I can't even remember who wrote it. Hang on a second. Who wrote that email? Yeah. Okay. Spetsnaz C4. He sent this link to me, I'm sure, about the... Okay, remember last time we were talking about ATI going with Xbox? Or the other way around?
Xbox 2?
Yeah.
Xbox 2 going with ATI.
Yeah, right? Okay, so he sent me... I know I printed it out. I just forgot to say that he gave us that. I saw it. No. What did I do with it? Ah! Anyway, it turns out that... Oh, Jesus. Oh, it's probably in my list to print it out. Anyhow, what was supposed to happen was NVIDIA was supposed to be talking to Sony about the PlayStation 3. So I read quite this whole article. I highlighted interesting little sections. The reality is NVIDIA is not sitting in a vacuum, said, I can't read this guy's name, Eric Desai, maybe, an analyst with American Technology Research. They're in discussions with Sony for the PlayStation 3. Skip down to the article a little bit. I got Sony and NVIDIA, for their part, aren't saying much about the rumors. Sony hasn't made any announcements though. Okay, they haven't said anything. NVIDIA said a little bit more, but not much. The article was it didn't say much more than what had happened. It's got a bunch of interesting things in it though about how much money they made and whatnot. Interesting part: the graphics chip is the most expensive part of a console, which is part of the reason Sony has kept development in house. Like they made it, right? Because they keep the cost down if they don't have to pay somebody else for it. You know, price is a big concern with a console because chances are they're going to lose money. Unless you're Nintendo, you're losing money on a console, okay?
You just get money on the games. That's how it works.
Right, and on top of that, Sony's got that Cell processor. You know, the new one, the Cell microchip thing they're supposedly made, right? That's supposed to be hella expensive, too. And then the last thing in the article here says, I would probably characterize it has a less than 50% chance that they'll win the PlayStation 3. Sony said their take on it is they're considering external vendor as well as their own stuff. You can't rule it out, but you can't say it's a sure thing. I don't even know where I got that. TopConsoles.com. That was an article there. I'll put a link up to it. Yet, the next day, after I got that email, I read a story, and I'm sure everybody's seen this, and I know he's thinking, oh man, they're going to say something about it, that it's not going to happen. And I guess I didn't print that one out, but it's supposed to not be true. Somebody higher up, oh, right here, NVIDIA link with PS3 rubbish by senior source. This is from GameIndustry.biz. In the article, it's actually kind of long, so I'm just going to skim over it. The rumor was reported widely last week by a number of online news sites based on a single article on CNN, which quoted American technology research analyst Eric Desai as saying NVIDIA is in discussions with Sony for the PlayStation 3. But according to Sony, somebody up at Sony said that it's a ridiculous suggestion that Sony would look somewhere else to make their graphics chip. So I don't know how much of this is bullshit or how much of this is them trying to cover their ass.
Bring back the 3DFX.
Yeah, but that's NVIDIA now. They've bought them, so.
Yeah, I know.
But, Sony made their own graphics chips before. Why the hell would they change now? You know, I mean, granted.
Because it looks like shit.
Yeah, I was just going to say, granted, it's not very good. I don't really think their graphics are very good, but the games are supposed to be fun. That's what people
supposed to have a 70 million polygons per second.
Yeah, but that's like with no AI. That's like wireframe. That's no texture, no control. You know, but of course they put those numbers out and everybody says, this is the bomb.
I heard PS3 is going to be backwards compatible as 2-1, huh?
You heard nothing. You just read off my notes 5 seconds ago. You bastard. I'm going to make you.
You make my own note?
That's right. Just so we have something to talk about. I don't know, we did an hour of email, 45 minutes of email today. That was okay. I'm done with the MGS thing, guys.
No more?
But I still don't know which one to get. Do I get Sons of Liberty or the other one? I mean, if it's just VR mission.
I get both, dude.
Both?
$20 and the whatever.
And $40? No.
Yeah.
No. You wouldn't need it both. You would only
How about if you play one, I play one?
you only need substance. Because substance has got all the stuff in Sons of Liberty, it sounds like.
Oh, well, get it.
But it's $20 more for 300 VR missions. But it said it was another 150 missions, though, so.
I bet you can find where somewhere around
the store. I have no problem paying $40.
Yeah, $40 is nothing.
For a game that
might be. Well, blow job.
Yeah, but.
Oh, maybe a hand job one once in a while. Get me a
go down to the corner and make some money. But you know what, though? I keep hearing that it's not as good as MGS1. So maybe it's worth it to just go get Sons of Liberty then. Yeah, I'm gonna go get the $20 one then. Screw it. I'll go get Sons of Liberty.
I'm gonna check out the supplements.
Alright, then we're going to Best Buy after the show and getting this crap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you bought Otogi today.
Yes, I did.
That Xbox game with the ninja that we were talking about on the demo CD.
Oh man,
it's cool. It's a lot like
Shinobi,
and there's another game I played that's just like that.
It's more complicated, though. Like, you get different weapon spells and what type of...
Did we have different weapons in that?
Yeah, you're supposed to choose. Shinobi, no. Well, your Shinobi just a sword on the ninja stars, or whatever it is.
This one had magic and shit.
Yeah.
And you can almost fly. Yeah, it was cool.
Oh, yeah.
It was really cool. It was only $40 at Best Buy.
And the graphics are beautiful.
Yeah, the graphics are amazing. It's like, yeah, I guess you have to have played the recent Shinobi to know what it's like, though. Like, you just run around, bounce off, like, you can jump real high in the air, and then you could, like, fly. You can kind of, like,
fly
forward. You don't even glide. You kind of, like, shoot forward. Not slow.
Oh.
It's
Shinobi does that shit, too.
Oh, I know what it's like. It's like Zone Avengers. It's a lot like that without the mix. It's like Zone Avengers and Ninjas. It's a lot like that. It's really cool. You
got some crazy-looking monsters in there.
Yeah, it's got some freaky-looking stuff. But it was pretty cool. I mean, I really, really liked it when I saw it today. Wolf snatched it up today, so...
It's only $40.
Yeah. For a brand-new game, it's going to, you know... It's cool. And isn't that from our friend Sega?
Sega!
So, welcome to the next level. I missed that. I need that when they said that. I need that for the clip for the intro. That's what I need. Anyway, PlayStation 3 backwards compatibility. It has been confirmed with PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 stuff. Kutaragi, or something, Kutaragi. I read a book on him, too, that the Masters of Sony, or whatever it's called. Anyway,
The Bastard of Sony?
The Bastard of Sony. Damn you! Anyway, yeah, so that's pretty cool. PlayStation 3 is going to be able to play all the, you know, PlayStation 1. Well, at least it's going to be emulated like the PlayStation 2 is. So
it's going to look like shit. You know, last time I went, putting a PlayStation 1 game in PlayStation 2, after I saw all those beautiful graphics on my computer, on my Xbox, I said, what the hell is this, dude?
Yeah,
so blocky.
But it's not about the graphics, it's about the game.
Yeah, I know, though, but, you know, just my brain just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Just when I first said, I was a Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, you'll play MGS on your PlayStation 2 and not complain.
No, that's a different story.
Yeah, a different story. It's the same thing. It's still an old game, you know. Well, not even old. It's not even that old.
No, some PlayStation 1's got pretty good graphics, right? Like those movie bar.
Reasonable.
Looks real nice.
I guess. I don't know. But the point is, we're supposed to be able to play them. Still. that's my Pepsi coming back. That's thank God, because for a while they were talking about it, the PlayStation 3 not being able to play it. I remember hearing rumors all over the place that said that you were not going to be able to play a PlayStation 1 or 2 games on your PS3, which was a big thing for me. You know? That's really a big thing for me. He also admits that helped the hardware sales of the PlayStation 2.
Are they going to change the name too? It's called PlayStation 3 3-in-1 machine?
3, yeah. They'll probably have some creepy name for it. No, I'm sure they're going to keep... Of course they're just going to call it PS3. Anyway, also the article I was reading here, which I'm going to have to put a link to, this is another great one from GameIndustry.biz, is that Xbox wants to be able to do, I guess, emulate play their Xbox One games, you know? On the Xbox 2, but the big problem, I guess, is they haven't switching manufacturers of video cards. If they're going to be running ATI now, they're going to have a little problem with the emulation aspect or tied directly to the hardware of that. You know, I mean, if a game is written specifically for a video card,
it doesn't really matter, though.
That's what you think, but you don't know shit about it. So I'm here to tell you that if you write it specifically for a piece of hardware, it does matter. It does not.
Right.
Why do you think a game like MGS2 looks so good on a PlayStation 2 but slows down on an Xbox? Same fucking thing, okay? It's really specifically for that hardware.
Okay. Understand?
But they're able to port the game over. At least they can change the code for that. You can't change the code for the game that we already have. There's nothing they can do. Put like a little emulator in there, something like a catch-all, you know, and try to change the call. Yeah, but that was, written in software thing with patches and shit.
They can use DirectX in there.
Okay. You know it's all DirectX, which pisses me off.
Microsoft.
I'm an OpenGL whore, so.
It's gonna be have a DirectX 12 in there.
Who knows? At the rate they're going, they release new ones all the time.
Mm-hmm. No, not all the time.
I know you don't play Heroes.
Fuck Heroes.
But I love Heroes. Okay. Heroes 1, 2, well, 2 and 3 I love. 1 was kind of crappy, and I played it a little bit late. 4 just sucks balls. But there's a game that's, that reminds me of it. It's Aether Lords 2. A demo came out. A single-player demo. And I've been waiting for this. It's like all 3D and stuff, you know? Like, they actually use 3D rather than just 2D sprites and stuff. So I'm pretty psyched about that. There's a demo that's 200 megs out. And it's a lot like Heroes of Might and Magic, where you have, like, a town, and you gotta go, you know, take over the guy's castle and shit, and wipe out all his heroes kind of thing, you know? You can win by just, you know, there's other ways to win it, to hold this castle for X amount of days and shit, I imagine. I haven't actually played it all the way, but I should have to download the demo for 2 yet. But, and this one uses a weird card system for combat. Like, you have, like, a deck of cards, like, for your combat, rather than, like, using your, and you, like, at least in the first one, you could, like, summon characters to fight on your army. I liked it, though. It was cool, but it was just a little bit too crappy to play. So I got high hopes for Aether Lords 2. There's a demo out. It's 199.2 megs. And I dig those kind of games, so I'm gonna have to check that out and see how it turned out, because I hope they didn't drop the ball. Mario Kart Double Dash coming to Nintendo GameCube in Europe on the 14th of November. So
it's gonna be here on Christmas.
Yeah, hopefully. I couldn't find a U.S. release. I must have not looked very hard, but I really, really want to know because I'm dying to play some Mario Kart, right? And I was in this little article. This is from Planet GameCube. I remember reading something about that, like, you can play, like, one guy is driving the cart, and one guy, like
gunner.
I could drive, and you could control the gunner, basically. That's kind of neat. You know, that's a neat little, like, addition to the game. I didn't know that was in there.
It's not backseat driver in there.
A backseat driver. I'm pretty, yeah, it will be that way. What are you doing? You know, one guy bitching at the guy who's driving.
I'm the one fucking this donkey.
Yeah. It'll be one poor guy trying to drive while the other guy's bitching at him. Get around the front. Get over to the side, you know, while you're trying to stay alive. But that's cool, because that should take the combat to another level. You know, now you got one person who's totally concentrating on kicking the crap out of somebody else's cart, and one guy whose whole thing is to keep you in the lead. I mean, that's a great idea. I mean,
that's awesome, yeah.
Right? Nintendo, they know what we want. We want fun games. And I feel bad that we don't support them. We don't own GameCube.
All right, go buy one tomorrow.
Yeah, right. I feel bad that we don't support them, because I've supported Nintendo since the Nintendo Entertainment System. You know, and they do specifically make, like, I think, like, generally the most fun games. They really do. I mean, I love them. I love the games they make. They're fun. They're fun, and most of them are simple enough that you can take somebody who doesn't know anything and sit them down and make them play. You know, if they can just sit there, grab a control, you tell them that button, you know, that's accelerate, that's brake, this is how you steer. You know, or you know.
I mean, like those new race games, you know, they got so many stupid, got honk on there.
Yeah, they got
a rear view mirror.
What the hell do you need a horn for, you know? Yeah, you know, and then they've got, and then you gotta, like, the type of your tires, and how tight you want your shocks to be.
Oh, that's stupid.
Okay, now, it's stupid to us, but we gotta be open-minded. There's a huge market out there, the people that love racing games, love getting into that. I personally can't
stand it. Faster and the Furious, sir?
fuck that movie. But what I'm saying is that there's a market for that. Unfortunately, it's not me. I like the Mario Kart type, the Crash Team Racing games, where it's like, you don't really have to be an expert at racing, but have a good time.
Gas, brake, weapon.
Yeah, that's all
and
you
the steering.
You know,
that's all you need, dude.
Yeah, and if you know, a little know-how of how the weapons work and how you can exploit them, and you're good to go. You know, that's all I need. I mean, and I cannot play just like a straight racing game. I get bored to piss out of them. But like Kruger, he loves playing them. He's so good at them, too. He used to play the shit out of Sega Rally. You know, and all kinds of stuff. And I just can't get into them. But I know there's a market out there, so we cannot sit here and say, screw that, that's no good, okay? I mean, you gotta, you know, I mean, there are people that love that shit. So.
Well, anyway.
Dude, there's people out there that can't stand role-playing games. And they, you know, we're complete rejects.
Screw us!
we gotta talk about more just role-playing games all the time, so. And then on that note, here we go. There's what's that name of that game? Tales of Symphonia came out for GameCube on the very first day. It got released in Japan. This is supposed to be a huge RPG. I mean, it's just amazing, apparently. People love it. 200,000 copies in the first day.
That's pretty big.
That's awesome. That's good news for the GameCube, too. because this is a game that people are going to say, look, now I want it already. I want this game already. One more reason for me to go out and buy a GameCube. Okay, I feel so bad I'm not supporting Nintendo right now. I'm feeling guilty now. I'm feeling really guilty now. But Tales of Phantasia, I don't know, or Symphonia, I'm sorry. I don't know when it's going to come out here in the U.S. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles have sold over 350,000 since it was released a month ago. Yeah, Crystal Chronicles came out a month ago. That's another game I want, though. You know, it looks cool. It doesn't look like your standard
fantasy.
You know, it doesn't look like the same one. It's not like the same idea. You know, it's not like 7, 8, 9, and 10, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, definitely something to check out. I've got a little bit here on Tales of Symphonia, though. The graphics for it, first of all, very animated out. You know, so if you don't like that kind of stuff, don't even bother. All cutesy little characters and stuff with, you know, big spiky hair.
That's what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, apparently this is what we all look
animate.
Like.
Animate.
Mm-hmm.
DBZ.
Another one they have out is Eternal Arcadia. Skies of Arcadia, remember that? Remember they had that on GameCube? Yeah. But it's like, we had that on the Dreamcast.
That game was awesome.
Yeah, that's right. It was
cool. You never played it, did
you? Yes, I did. I owned it. I'm crying out loud.
Shit, I forgot.
You can't. I swear, I'm going to beat your ass so hard.
I thought you never beat it, though.
Corey, no, I didn't. I played it for a little while because I was playing like 50 other games at the time. But I guess you have a whole party that you can control. In the screenshots I've seen here, it looks like there's four dudes in your party, which I like having a party. I love having a party. I don't like games where you have like one guy
walking around, get your ass kicked.
You know, no. A lot of the times your one guy is the fucking man. But I don't like games where you just have like one guy and he just wanders around and picks up people randomly. Like Thought Hack Infection's kind of getting on my nerves, but I have.
That's what you can. You can call up your party
members.
Yeah,
you can call them up, but they don't feel like you. They don't feel like your team. They feel like
somebody else just grab him.
Yeah, and I don't like that. I mean,
that's why I don't like this. Like this RPG. Most RPGs, you know, you get parties and they get so many people on this. On the side, you don't get to play them. You have a main party. I don't like that. I just like to have one main party, no one else. Like four people in your party, whatever, three people. You know, so there's no people with it on the side. So, now you feel bad about it.
Yeah, and they're all at a low level.
Yeah, so when you're fighting a boss, oh shit, he's only level 12. My big guy's like level 80.
Yeah. But like, look at a game like Might Magic, right? Like, I loved it because you could make your party. You had four or five guys or however many. You could make your whole party and they felt like yours. You know, and you could make, you know, a party of thieves, a party of wizards, whatever you wanted, your average rounded out group. I mean, whatever. It was cool. I like that a lot. Or, you can go the Final Fantasy VI route, which I did. They give you like 20, 25 dudes and let you pick four.
I like that though.
See, I liked it because it made you use them is why I liked it. It made you use them all. Because remember, you could split your party up in that game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you could do side quests at the same time, like with different, like, yeah, that was dope. Anyway, Tales of Symphonia, it's got, like Grandia-style battles from what it looks like.
That's awesome.
Right? Yeah, Grandia's combat system, I swear to God, is the best thing in the world. Apparently, this is, like, the third game in the series or something, too. I've never heard of the other ones. Yeah. I've never heard of them before, but think about what they did to us here with Final Fantasy and Dragon Warrior. They skipped a lot of them for us, so that's probably why we've never heard of them.
Bastards.
Yeah, I think it is anyway. I'm pretty sure I remember reading something about it. God, I wish I would have taken better notes, but anyway, it's all 3D now. I guess the other ones were 2D. This one is all 3D. They've got this battle system that I swear to God looks like Grandia, which is awesome.
I bet you still hear that from World War II for us dropping out.
Of course, and that has nothing to do with games, so we're not talking about it.
See, that's why they don't release their awesome games over here.
Kills. No, it's because they don't market it well over here. They wouldn't come out, they wouldn't...
It's a conspiracy, dude.
Anyway, they've got this skill set in here, too, EX skills. You get these gems, you gotta equip weird gems. It sounds a lot like some weird thing that I've seen on other games. You get, like, you equip your guy with some skills, your gems, and you get these different skills and stuff, you know. Anyway, apparently you give them special abilities or an extra attacks or something like that. That's a good way to, you know, make everybody's characters a little bit different, I guess, if you could mix and match types. I'm not quite sure how it works. Everything I've seen on it didn't go into too much detail. But it sounds like a good RPG for the GameCube. You know, I'm glad they're getting one. I wish we could get some for the damn Xbox. You know, but this
good
is
RPGs,
you know,
like old class.
Shit, I don't care. School. I want Fable and Sudeki. Looks more like a Zelda action RPG or something. But it looks good. But I still want it. You know, I still want to play these damn games. Even with the other 15 games I'm currently behind on, but
anyway, catch up to
the graphics on this are really good. They look cool. It's got all these crazy spells. I haven't seen too much in the way of spell effects. It's got, you know, when you're playing, you're in the town and it's big, and then you walk out to the town and the town's really tiny, and your dude is huge, and you walk around the world just like a lot of old cool games, you know. I still like that for some reason. Like, the town looks all small and you walk into it, it's huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this tiny little place on the map. It's a little weird.
So I like that,
but not all of them. Thinking about like Morrowind, where it's like the whole size of the friggin' map. Like,
never
it's like real size. I mean, that's cool. And that's cool.
I like the first-person shooters. RPG.
They did it. You never played that crap, did you?
I did a little bit. Give me a headache.
You can give a headache, but anything that you don't like for one reason or another.
That's right.
I'm just like, oh, here's something that really pisses me off. We've got, you know, the CPL, the Cyber Athlete Professional League or whatever, and there's a couple other things, and they have tournaments now. And now we've got professional gaming.
Oh, my God.
Professional gaming. Professional gaming. Give me a fucking break.
No, give me a job.
I mean, they take a bunch of guys that want to sit around and play games all day, you know, and, like, fly them all over the country and get paid for it, you know. And they, I guess they don't pay them. They get paid if they win, okay, which is one thing to have, like, a contest, but they've made, like, they keep doing it, though. I mean, like this is like a continuous thing where it's starting to get bigger now. And then you get guys online, you know, that are like, oh, I'm a pro, or I'm going to be in the pros one day.
Oh.
And you know what I mean? Okay, you're not a fucking basketball star. You know, I mean, you don't do anything. You sit around and play. Now, granted, there is a lot of skill involved in games. I know this. My problem with it is that they're bitching about not making enough money.
What?
So they're saying they're going to retire.
I'm going to retire from gaming. I'm not making enough money where I can sit around and play games all day. Oh my God, I gotta get a real job?
Come on.
Fucking bugs.
Right, I got a link here from Wired News. I'll put up on the side about this. And
those people are a bunch of bitch-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, this is fucking bullshit. I don't care what anyone says about this either. I'm fucking
pissed. Does they have an agent?
Yeah, really. Pretty soon.
What's a sign bonus?
Pretty soon they are. Pretty soon they are. They're gonna have a sign-on bonus. Here's your free brand new dual fucking, you know, quad Xeon machine. You know, with
sign-on bonus.
Yeah, you know, right?
I got bonus for you.
Right.
But not for bitch.
Yeah. Fuck this shit. Okay, the winners of the CPL Penny and Four Summer 2003 Championships walked away with $60,000. $60,000. Okay? That's like two or three times as much as most teachers make. Okay? What's wrong with this? Look at the fucking basketball. What do they call that? The NBA?
Yeah.
And the, what is it, NFL?
NFL.
You guys can tell I play a lot
NHL.
Of sports or follow it. Yeah.
Major League Baseball.
They make entirely too much money. How much do our teachers make? How much do our policemen make?
Okay? Not much.
This is bullshit.
$40,000-$50,000 a year?
The teachers get fucked. Right? They're supposed to be training the youth of tomorrow, and what's happening is kids aren't going to class, they're staying home playing Tactical Ops. I know this because I've seen their non-existent spelling ability and horrible grammar on Tactical Ops.
Oh, it's so gay!
Yes, and that's the only word they know is gay. You know, and they cut school and play games all day long, you know, and, oh, I'm gonna be a professional gamer when I grow up. I mean, okay, come on, guys. Games were meant to be fun.
That's right.
And in a competitive nature, even. But they're, I mean, I have a real problem for some reason accepting the fact that there's people out there calling themselves professional gamers.
Jesus.
Okay,
fucking
and getting paid
Christ.
And, you know, and winning. I mean, I guess
get a life.
Like, I guess I can understand.
Get a real job.
Well, that's my problem with it, is that they're making it a job. I can understand, like, a tournament or a competition where you win a prize.
Yeah.
I cannot understand. Yeah.
You can't fucking play all the time, get a pay.
Yeah. But
no, it's not a fucking job.
Exactly.
It's a hobby.
Exactly. They're exactly. Perfect. It's not a fucking job. It's a hobby. It's something you're supposed to enjoy and play for fun. Not, oh my God, you know.
Pensions are alive.
Yeah. Fuck, you know, oh, we've got to be fencing. You know, I didn't work because I counted on winning the prize.
That's right.
I mean, what? And then
I just want to compete in there, you know.
Yeah, I'd love to do it for fun.
Yeah.
I'd do it for
you know, if I win, I get lucky. I win some prize. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't, I don't bitch.
You know, yeah, exactly.
I feel, you know.
I'm not going to say I'm going to retire from gaming because I didn't make enough money to sit on my ass all this year.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
God.
I really have a problem with this. I'm really bothered by this.
Bullshit.
And I swear I would be pissed.
No, those people don't deserve play video games.
They don't. The ones that aren't playing it for fun, the ones that aren't playing it as a hobby and enjoying it like they're supposed to, the ones that are taking it like a job, that's crap.
That's bullshit.
That's our rant for this week, because I'm fucking fired up. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Okay, go out and get yourself a real job. Do some fucking work. Play it as a hobby. Enter the goddamn competition. But don't count on winning.
Clean out your mom's backyard.
Yeah. Vacuum the stairs, you know, take out the garbage. And don't tell me you're trying to make your living off of playing video games and beating other people. Okay, we have the internet. Play online and beat people. Form your little clan. Play for fun. Oh! Huh. Alright. I think I fucking had it. I mean, we got, yeah. Alright, I've got other stuff we want to blow through. Oh, you're going to like this. Dead or Alive Online.
I don't know, though. That's not a good fighting game. What are you doing?
Man. I thought I'd say you like it and just see if I could rope you into it.
See, I can't fight play fighting games with one hand. It's like I...
Yeah. You're right.
Picking up C4.
Yeah, you're right.
Pretty soon they'll have a new patch out. I really need, like, practice on my footwork. My footwork so I can have my hands free.
They're bringing this out on Xbox. It's Better Life 1 and 2. I don't know if it's going to be 3, though. I don't think they're going to do Better Life 3. But apparently it's Dead or Alive 1 and 2 on the Xbox. It's going to be called Dead or Alive Online. I guess you get to play, you know, over Xbox Live.
Ah, screw that.
Yeah, I don't really care for it. What I want is Soul Calibur Online.
Soul Calibur, Street Fighter Online is great.
Oh, I know. I love playing.
I love it, too.
SNK versus...
Street Fighter.
Capcom versus SNK Kuyo. God, I love it. That's cool online.
They should have a Street Fighter Alpha 4 online or something like that.
Yeah, that would be dope. Oh, my God, that'd be nice.
Capcom, come on. Get a...
Pull it together for us, boys. Capcom rules. And you know what I should do is I should write to Cammy. I get these emails from Cammy. Oh. Do you get those?
I thought it was like virus or something.
No, no, no. I get these emails.
From
I don't
Capcom,
know.
Yeah,
Cammy at Capcom.com, and she writes. It's probably some dude. But it's still funny to read.
I bet some chick, though. With huge boobs like Cammy.
Yeah, right. You know it's some dude. You know it's some dude. I swear to God. Anyway, Soul Calibur 2. We've been playing that, like, all week. We got that, like, the day after we recorded last week. And it gets a 5 stars, you know, like a 50, what is our rating system? Money?
Money.
It gets $50. Yeah.
I pay $50.
As far as fighting games goes, this, I think, is as good as it gets right now. And I'm a hard crowd to please in fighting games, man. I like only Street Fighter and Killer Instinct. That's it. I don't like other fighting games. I play Dead or Alive for the view.
I
kind of like it. But Soul Calibur, the controls are so awesome. I mean, when you play this, I mean, it's a fighting game, right? But they've got, like a mission, this weapons master thing you can go through. And it's like, you're touring the world, and you go and you explore dungeons and shit. And they got booby-trapped levels and stuff. You really can hone your skills just going through the single-player thing on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all I get from you. Huh. Okay, so you know, there's tons of weapons that you can use.
You can buy, I think that's not really necessary with all the weapon stuff, you know. But I understand you fight harder and you get higher level and stuff, but the weapon, you have to spend money to buy it. You'll be able to upgrade by the experience points.
I found weapons. I find them hidden in dungeons.
Oh, yeah, I found some too. Be the boss.
Yeah.
Some found
ones. Boss guy gives you items too. I found hidden guys in there too. Like when you beat the boss, you get him.
Yeah.
But there's also regular guys running
around. I unlock all the characters.
Yeah, I haven't played that far into it yet.
And I didn't get those cool weapons yet, though. I have ones that are cool.
You buy weapons because you make money off of that. You get
different modes. Unlock a different modes.
Yeah, tons of different modes. New outfits for your dudes.
Chicks.
I play Taki.
Ooh.
Who do you play?
Ninjago. I play, I don't even know that guy's name.
What weapon does he use, mainly?
A saber.
Saber. Okay, I can't... Okay.
A karate guy. He's so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so fast.
Anyway, but, dude, the weapons you get, they're different. I mean, they really affect your guy. I thought who cares what his name is. I thought the weapons didn't affect it that much. I thought, oh, okay, great. They changed the graphics, the weapons are the same. No way, dude.
So that's more damage, or
less defense or something. Yeah.
Some weapons, you even hurt yourself when you use them.
Really? I haven't got any of those.
I got all of those, man.
Holy crap.
But it does tons of damage, though.
See, that is cool.
Yeah.
That is really, I mean, they really went all out on this game. I mean, it's fast. The graphics are outstanding. It's smooth too. It's really like loose. The controls are just like they flow. You know, they flow.
You know, you can make up your own combos. You know, you think a cake and then sword slice that cake again. That full sweep.
They come out pretty good. The parry system works good too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you hit the thing and to the right or left, and he's all ka-ching, and then you can go right in after him. You know, oh my! I mean. The ring
and I got different throws too, you know, depends your position of the guy.
Yeah.
If you're on the left or right behind, front of him,
it's
you get
all
different throws.
Yeah, it is really cool. It's all 3D fighter, you know, so once in a while I notice you kind of miss the guy. Because it's 3D. I'll go charging them because Pocky's got that like rush move. And I go right past
ring
off. Yeah, and I'll fall off the ring. But it doesn't happen often enough because I only do it when I have a, you know, when, I think I can line it up real good.
I do that like first of all, like you say, and when not fight, you know, after a fight, I do that special move so it's down on the ground. So I can start punching on
them. Yeah. God, I mean, it is great for a fighting game. We got Spawn, you know, because we got the Xbox version. I didn't care to get Heihachi. I didn't care for the PlayStation 2 one.
No,
but I got I want to check out Link. I want to check out the Cube version with Link on it. The guy at Electronic Boutique that we ran into, the day that we were in there and then getting it, was telling me that he loved the GameCube version because he said the controller felt better in his hands.
So everybody got a different feeling in their hands.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. See, I like PlayStation controllers and the Xbox one. You like Xbox.
The Xbox one fits perfectly. Have you ever held the GameCube controller? Not for too long, or
yeah,
they're tight, aren't they? I mean, they're like.
I used to own those Sidewinder.
Yeah.
Hell, old ones, you know, just first came out with the NFL Blitz on that.
Oh yeah.
Remember? I feel so good.
I got three of them.
And then I lost my. I don't know where to go.
I'll give you one. I got two USBs and a MIDI one.
MIDI one.
Yeah, the GamePort one. I got three of them here.
Huh.
And they're all different colors. That's the weirdest part. Somehow they're all different colors.
At home, you know, the one for a gamepad for a computer, it's look like PlayStation 1. That's one I use.
Oh, the Gravis pad.
Yeah, Gravis.
Oh, okay.
It's like $5. I figured.
Yeah, see, no. I don't care for that. I cannot stand the PlayStation controllers. We ran into some neat things for saving some money because we know that we're not made of money and that nobody else is either. There's a coupon in .hack mutation for $5 off .hack infection. So if you know that you're going to go buy them both, go pick up Mutation, that's the second one, and there's a coupon in it for $5 off Infection.
That was
kind of cool.
That's weird. You know, if you buy Infection, it's the first one, though.
Yeah.
How come you buy the second one first?
They're doing it to try to get people to buy the first one who didn't catch it.
Okay, I see.
Right? On top of that,
that's kind of a bullshit, though. Should have a first one for the second one. That's more, you know. People think I get $5 off on the second one. That's more.
Why don't you call them and ask them what they were thinking?
Alright, yeah, I'll write them an email.
On top of that, we found Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance for the Xbox for $15, brand new at Best Buy. $15. I bought it because I got rid of my other one and I've been kicking myself.
I got PlayStation 2.
Yeah, because you're gay. And then what else did we find?
Okay, how old are you now? 13, 12?
And then we got, no, I'm just a tactical ops at Counter-Strike player. What else did we see? Oh, there's, okay, and if you go to Best Buy, while you're in there going to pick up your $15 Baldur's Gate, there's like they have like this little thin magazine. It's got IV from Soul Calibur 2 on the cover and some other shit on it. It's got a bunch of stuff, game stuff. Just go walk around the store. Ask one of the employees. They got this little magazine there. They'll give it to you. It's free. They're just laying all over the store. There's a coupon in there for $5 off an Xbox Platinum Hits title. So that's another $5 you can save at Best Buy. And there was also some coupons in there for like an accessory. Remember that?
Accessory $5 off?
$5 off a Mad Catz accessory, I think. Yeah, there's
Mad Catz.
You know, some people really like Mad Catz stuff. Some people don't. I don't like their stuff, so I
like the original OEM one.
Most of the stuff, yeah, I like it.
Except the PlayStation 2
controllers.
Airflow.
Yeah, I like those a lot. But I mean, they got Airflow controls for the Xbox, and I don't like them. I don't like, you know, so screw it. But anyway, that'll save a little bit of money. You know, if you know that you want to go pick up one of those Platinum Hits, you can get it for $5 off. Tony Hawk 4, that's a great game for $15, you know.
Oh.
Baldur's Gate, well, yeah, no, you don't like it. That's because you suck at it. I've seen you play. Boy, I might be out of news here. I am.
That's
I'm it. Fresh out of news. All right.
That's a long time for today.
Yeah, it was a long time, but it was like not as much news as I wanted to squeeze in.
Well,
we got a ton of emails and ton of kick-ass information out there.
See, this episode's more like dedicated to the people who email us.
Yeah, because it was happy.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, that was cool. We got hooked up on the Metal Gear info.
Big time.
That was dope.
give him shit, people, please. Email him. Give him shit.
Time.
Lots of shit.
No,
thank you.
Lots of shit.
Oh, by the way, I bought a website called 5150gamers.com, www, and I have 100 email addresses to give away. I mean, if you're interested, just please let me know.
You're going to get like 1,000 emails now. Give me a free
email
address.
Come on, not that many people listen.
Oh, you're right. Like the
four just your name, your logon name, your screen name at 5150gamers.com. Just for people you don't know, 5150 means clinically insane in the California police code. So,
probably all over the place.
Okay.
It's probably like every state, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, just send us a C4 email and
I will help you. Yeah, so I can wade through all the emails.
I don't have an email for you guys. I mean, you don't have my email on the.
But you've got like 1,000 email addresses.
Can you put a link?
Well, just send it to me. I'll send it over to Wolf.
Yeah, yeah.
I
thank you. Bye.
Peace.